Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, whose charitable foundation is called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Discover more at sharingchange.org. Today, we're talking about one of our great local nonprofits, Read to Succeed. Jolene Radnati is in studio with us this morning. And if you knew behind the scenes what we did to get this interview on, it would be mind-blowing maybe, but glad you're here.
Well, thank you. I made it on two wheels, but I'm here.
Well, scheduling faux pas on my part, but glad you could be with us here this morning to talk about Read to Succeed. And you've got a big event coming up, but I do want to give you the opportunity to talk about what Read to Succeed is, what you do here in our community first.
Thanks, Brian. Read to Succeed is a nonprofit that promotes literacy for adults and children for free throughout the community. We do that with programs and events. We work with school systems, we do pre-K, elementary schools, we have culturally relevant high school book clubs, and then on the adult side, we tutor adults, we help them get their HISET or whatever their literacy goal is. It may just be they need help with math for their job. We also have English as second language classes for adults, citizenship classes, and we also do conversation hour. So we help ages 3 to 99. Our goal is to have a more literate society, and we want to make sure that there are books in the hands, hearts, and minds of the children and adults of our community.
It's amazing work that you do, and I know Read to Succeed has definitely grown over the years, and the population of those where English is maybe a second language has certainly exploded here in our area, hasn't it?
It has. In fact, our ESL classes, which start in the fall, it's like a school year, and we have to close registration, and we still have a waiting list of like 150. If we had more volunteers, we would be able to serve everyone. So we're always looking for volunteers that want to help make that difference and help change a family's trajectory through literacy. I mean, because if you can't communicate within your community, you're struggling. So our goal is to continue to do that and help those folks that are coming to our community to learn to speak and read and, you know, communicate in English.
Mm-hmm. I was talking with, there was conversation on the air one day about Smyrna High School, for instance, and 64% of their student body is, you know, English as a second language. And so, I mean, that's just mind-boggling to know. And so the work that you are doing here in our community is vitally important. And volunteers, that's one thing. Also, funding is another. And you have to do some fundraising with that, right?
Yes. And, you know, Brian, we want to focus on programming all year long, because how do we help those folks if we don't focus on programming? So with that being said, we write grants, we rely on community donations, and our one fundraiser of the year. Why one fundraiser? Because, you know, we could probably get more funds throughout the year, but if we're focusing on fundraising on that fundraiser, we're not focusing on programming. Mm. And so we want to focus and just have that one and done, so we can make sure that we're working with the families and making a difference in their lives.
Well, so if you want to make a difference and help Read to Succeed, this is an awesome way and a fun way to do that. Coming up is the 18th annual Spelling Bee, right?
Yes, it's our 18th annual Celebrity Spelling Bee. So excited. It's one of my favorite things that we do. Yes, it's a fundraiser, but I just love showing how much fun literacy is. And it's the brave folks that stand up in front of a big crowd to do it, make it fun.
Well, I have done that years ago, and it is a little nerve-wracking, but my goal was not to be the first out. And I succeeded in that. We got through a couple of rounds, so that's always fun. But you know, the Celebrity Bee is, I mean, that event itself has grown and changed over the years. How many years have you been at Read to Succeed now?
I am celebrating the week after the B. This is my seventh year. Wow. So I, when I was being announced as the ED, I actually helped work that very first B. So this is my eighth B.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? So you've been at almost half when we get to 20, I guess, right?
Yes.
So, and this event has been at different places, but this year, and maybe you've been there before too at the View at the Fountains.
No, this is our first time at the View at Fountains, and I'm excited. They're a wonderful group to work with. Kate is the best person to work with, and I think that's going to be a perfect venue. It's, you know, we've been all over the one side of the county to the other side of the county and all over. So this is centralized. So this will be perfect for families, folks coming in to spell. So they're not having to, you know how crazy it is getting across our town. So, yes.
So, you know, a lot of times I think people who have not been to an event before, sometimes maybe they're a little apprehensive because they don't know how it goes, you know, and, it's what time do I need to be there? What do I, you know, and what's the dress and all this kind of thing that you might think about and might keep you away from participating in an event. So kind of give us an overview of what people should expect if they come to the Bee.
So tickets are on sale now. They can go to our website, www.readtosucceed.org. They can sponsor a speller and donate toward their personal goals of helping us raise money. They can buy their tickets. They can buy a table. And so for $75, they get a wonderful meal, and we're partnering with a nonprofit to help them. It is called The Sweet Addiction. It's a nonprofit here that helps women that have had life, been addicted, spousal abuse or abuse, and they're making a difference in their life. And so now Sweet Addiction has been, they make wonderful food. So that's who's doing our food this year. We're going to have some adult beverages, and that's all included in the price of your $75 ticket. And then that good old fashioned celebrity speller, getting to watch a good old fashioned spelling bee. So doors open at 5:30. I wouldn't come in shorts and a t-shirt, especially November 8th, but, you can dress however you feel, you would like to dress for that night. A lot of people like to get a little bit dressed up, and then some people might just do like business casual or what have you, but come comfortable, because literacy is comfortable and it's fun. So just come and expect good food, good drinks, fellowship. And then at 6:30 is when the program starts. We'll talk a little bit about what we do. And this event, Brian, is also in honor of a former employee and volunteer, Carolyn Kubisky, who passed away with pancreatic cancer this year. She did a lot for our adult literacy program. She was the coordinator for the program. And so we want to honor her and what she did for literacy in our community. This night we'll talk a little bit about what we do. We'll talk a little bit about how Carolyn impacted folks in our community. And then we have 11 brave spellers that'll get up and they will spell their hearts out. And we use the Scripps list. So the Scripps Spelling Bee list, we purchased it from Scripps years ago. And we have pronouncer Reverend Martha Touchton is our pronouncer. And we have four great judges, Michael Lynn White, Meredith Thomas, Francella Salas, and then Matthew Joseph. So except for Fran, the other three were all Celebrity Bee winners. So
really?
Yes.
Well, how about that?
Yes.
So you've got a star-studded judging panel as well.
Yes, yes. And they've been there and they understand it. And because it is daunting to stand in front of 250 people spelling, especially when your cell phone and your emails do it for you most of the time.
I know.
Yes.
That makes it tough.
Yes.
You've got that autocorrect that helps you out with even some of the simplest words. For some reason, the word convenience, I misspell all the time. It's kind of a weird how it's put together, but that's just me. I mean, I'm sure everybody has one of those words.
We do. We asked all the spellers to give us their words, and mine is liaison. I mean, I know how to spell it, but just in my head, I don't want to use that second I. And
It just happens. Well, tell us about some of the celebrity spellers. And again, you mentioned tickets are, you can get to that from the website, right?
Yes, you readtosucceed.org. Readtosucceed.org, purchase your tickets, table, or sponsor a speller if you can't be there. And the night of, we're going to be showing it all week, but we're doing an online auction this year. And
we
have some great auction items, a stay at a resort in Utah. So for those skiers, you know, a cabin, Preds tickets, Titans tickets, leather for literacy bags filled with items. So those online auction items will be posted on our website, but that auction will start the week of the bee. So we're excited about that. But I have some great spellers this
Brave
year.
Souls.
We do. Yes. Jamie Averwater. She's a city councilwoman and owner of a wonderful high water title. Dr. David Beard. So if a lawyer and a surgeon can't outspell you, you're in trouble. Derek Blake from the Smyrna YMCA, Connie Kasha from MTSU College of Ed, Veronica Clark. She is a cable member, Rutherford cable member, but she's also an APEX coordinator for the UT. We have Dr. Tashika Ferguson, and she is the principal at Smyrna Middle. Darren Gore, city, you know, our wonderful city manager. Hans Mailbranch with MTSU Athletics. Mike Panassi with Vice President of Redstone Federal Credit Union. LaDonna Parham, Executive Director with, it's a ACBL Education Foundation. Who knew that there was a nonprofit that supported Bridge, the card game Bridge?
Oh, wow.
Yes. And then Kathy Presnell, and she is literacy coordinator with Murfreesboro City Schools. So we have some great folks that are doing great things in our community. And to me, they might be celebrities on TV. Well, you know, they may be on TV on occasion for what they do, but
sure,
they're making, you know, a difference in our community. To me, that's what celebrities are. All the nonprofit folks are celebrities, but I can't ask them to spell and raise money for my nonprofit, but
sure,
yes.
I understand. Jolene Radnati joining us here this morning with Read to Succeed. So how much pressure has to be on the literacy coordinator for the school system, for the director of the education department at MTSU? I mean, wow. And then you've got lawyers and doctors. I mean, this is in terms of a star-studded B cast, I guess.
they're all great. They're going to have fun with it, and because literacy is fun, Brian. So I'm excited that they are being brave and helping us and sharing what we do. So this B is not only about us raising funds. It's about getting the awareness out there about what we do, because you might have a sister or a brother that is struggling with literacy, and we can help them. So the more that folks know in our community about what Read to Succeed does, and or they may want to tutor, but the more that folks learn about what we are about, the more that we can help folks in our community. So funding, volunteerism, we're a one-stop shop if you can do any of those things. So we know times are hard. So we ask people if they can give what they can, because we are putting those books in their hands and we are making a difference through literacy in our community.
Well, once again, you give us the details about the 18th annual Celebrity Bee and where we can get tickets and times and all of that.
The Celebrity Spelling Bee is on Friday, November 8th. First time we've ever been on a Friday. So we'll see how that goes. Tickets are $75. You can go to our website, www.readtosucceed.org, and purchase whatever you need. Doors open at 5:30. Event starts at 6:30. It will be a great night. I promise you'll have a lot of fun and get to meet a lot of new folks.
So, again, readtosucceed.org, and we'll put a link in the podcast as well to Read to Succeed website, and also where you can get the tickets for the event. 18 years, it's unbelievable.
It is. It's really exciting. And, you know, we couldn't do it without our community support. And we have a lot of wonderful sponsors that have helped us put this together. So Atmos Energy, Nissan, Middle Tennessee Electric. So the folks are making a difference in our community, and they see that what we're doing is making a difference. So we're grateful to be able to do 18, and I look forward to the 19 and 20 and 21, as long as I'm still around.
Yeah, we'll have to get you in those double digits in terms of the years spent doing that. Jolene Radnati, our guest today, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you and WGNS.
Absolutely. And if you missed any part of the program, the podcast will be up shortly. Check it out at WGNSradio.com.